I mean, I think the place is really, it's grown in pretty good for the season. So getting through the winter time down there is always, you know, that's what you try to do there, because all their growing season is going to be in the summer. So that's what we were talking with a bunch of the members and everybody, and they just can't wait until the fall after one more growing season, how much better it's going to be. But I mean, it's playing great. The greens were rolling very good, so everybody was happy about that. And everybody's just getting used to, you know, some different yardages, because we moved some of the tees around. You know, we had left the center yardages, basically their white yardages, the same at 6,000 yards, and then just moved a little forward moved a little back as we went back. So they're all, you know, it's a new golf course for them to play, so that's always exciting as well. So they're figuring out how to play it again, so that's always good. And you know, we made just a few tweaks on the greens when we regrassed those. So, you know, the breaks are a little different, they're saying. So it's fun for them. And as I played it again, you know, I just walked off with, you know, three of the board members or the committee members. And, you know, we all agreed. I said, it's just a fun golf course to play. And they felt the same way.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun golf course. Somebody forgot to turn the heat on for Len Zeem and myself that day, and the wind was blowing pretty sharp. The course looked good. The greens were in outstanding condition. And tell me a little bit about what went into the bunker work, because it looks like you might have changed out the sand there a little bit and also reshaped and repositioned some of them. And it looked pretty good from what I saw.
Yes, we did. We wanted to give them an updated look. You know, if you read what they're kind of describing it as a Palm Air reimagined. So we just kind of gave it a reimagined look on the golf course with flashing up the bunker sand and going a little steeper on the faces. So the ball rolled down to the bottom. And we repositioned a few of them, not a lot of them, but we'd split maybe a couple up into two bunkers where there was one larger bunker and repositioned a couple of the fairway bunkers more into the fairway just to improve the angle on some of the golf holes and just bring the bunkers more into play. And the members have been very appreciative of that as well. I mean, a lot of them are talking now they might hit into a bunker that before they never did. So again, it's just that learning experience of relearning the golf course again. And it's just, you know, we took bunkers. We had about 120,000 square feet of bunkers and brought it down to 70. So we did reduce the amount of bunkers, amount of sand that they have out there. So, you know, from a maintenance standpoint and playability standpoint, that improved it as well. So I think it just kind of refreshed it and gave it a nice new look.
Tell me about tees and trees. Did you remove some of those palm trees, and did you add any length or size to the tee boxes?
On the trees, we ended up removing a few trees, and most of them were just some of the larger live oaks that it's just very hard to grow Bermuda grass underneath, and they were encroaching in some of the fairways and some of the rough areas and just where they were in play. Just like I said, we couldn't grow any grass, so we wanted to at least give them the opportunity to grow grass. So we did do some of that. The tees, we went back to, you know, we wanted to go back with the Dick Wilson and return a lot of the runway tees. So we were able to do that. And we, you know, on a few of the holes, we actually, well, probably about half a dozen holes, we have, you know, tees that are probably 80 yards long or longer. So we went back to the nice long runway tee where they're able to spread their tee markers out and give that variety of yardage like we talked about to lengthen or shorten the golf course. And from a maintenance standpoint, again, just giving them a long runway tee to be able to mow and not have to pick the mower up so often in order to mow smaller tees. So they're all happy with that. Going forward, we obviously be able to, you know, rebuild some of the new forward tees that were more just mowed into the fairway or into the roughs at the time, and we're actually able to create some tee pads. So again, as you're going forward with the beginning golfers or just the golfers that want to play a shorter course, they actually have some nice teeing ground now as well and leveling the tees and everything else. So again, as you step up to the tee, it feels again like a brand new golf course.
Know that they have a second golf course there. Have you had any discussions with the club about reimagining the other side of the 36 holes?
A few discussions going forward, but nothing, you know, we're not ready to do any planning yet. They had some other projects right now they want to tackle, but we have talked about what would be some of the priorities over there. And that was a Joe Lee course who came from, you know, a Dick Wilson protege. So it's you know, just a well-designed and well-thought-up golf course as well. So it's just going to be kind of looking at that. And I think the main focus of that is probably going to be bunkers and tees at this time, just at those, you know, from a 1984 golf course and probably not much been done with it over the last, you know, almost 40 years, that we'll kind of look at that and again, freshening that up. So I think that's going to be the main focus, but we really haven't gotten into discussing anything yet